So 20 years ago was the last time Salford won at Wigan, and you played in that.
Oh, did I score? That, yeah, tell me I scored.
I don't think you scored, but you were amongst the replacements and you played. But what a night for you.
Oh, no, it's great. It's great for our group as a squad as well, because, to be fair, we're down to bare bones as well, and we don't have the biggest of squads, but it just goes to show that the guys who were in there, they prepared the right way and they've trained the right way, and they got the reward for what they've done today. People like Ryan Lannan and them, Niall Evalzar, they've stuck with it during the year. Jake Bibby and people like that, they're coming up and they're showing good signs for us as a club and as a team.
Just a great effort all round, no question about that at all whatsoever.
Let me just interrupt you for a minute,
please,
Jack.
Yeah.
In UK. Excellent rugby.
Thank
played
you.
It very well.
Thank you.
That's the Wigan chairman, by the way. I mean, what does it mean, you know, the first win at Wigan in 20 years?
Oh, well, it's a big thing, obviously, for the club and for the supporters and stuff like that. But we speak as a club about taking it every week and knowing that we can beat teams like this as well. So it's about us turning up with the right attitude, preparing the right way for the games in front of us. So it's not a big surprise to us that we can do it. It's just making sure we're consistent. Like second half there, we just started to fall off it a little bit, and then they get a little bit of a purple patch. And we've got to become what probably Wigan are, is where they're really ruthless at times like that. So when they get the nose in front, they stay in front and they drill teams.
You've got a pretty special team here, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got a great group of players. It starts from the character of the guys and the character of the players as well, and they all buy into what we're talking about all the time, and they go out there and execute it. And to be fair, they're throwing the bodies in, week out for us at the way we've asked them to play, and we can't ask any more of them at the moment.
Hokingston Rovers next up, Challenge Cup.
Yeah, no, a big one for us. Hopefully we come through this quite unscathed. We've got a few bangs in there, so we'll see, because obviously we're a little bit low on numbers, and hopefully we'll get a few guys back as well, so that'll be a big key for us, really.
I mean, the confidence as well, and the key players in key positions are really, you know, going out there and really performing for you, Ian.
Yeah, no, they are, but they're buying into the ethos that if you come in and you play well and you hold your shirt and you compete for it as well. And we've got good players competing with each other at the moment as well. And the games that we felt we gave Jake Bibby and Ryan Lannan, Josh Wood and people like last year to kind of bed them into Super League, this year we're showing an improvement on them again, and hopefully further down the line it's really good for us, because they'll have had numerous Super League games, and when they're coming into environments like this, they're not scared. I mean, Ryan Lannan's absolutely kind of bossed it out there today, and you'd expect that from him being a Wigan lad, but I seen him at the end getting a bit feisty with Willie Iser as well. So no, it's all good for us.